I walk to a dog day.
Sing in my own language.
And here's a little story I want to tell you to how the Indians get his food. You know that little field mouse, that little bobtail field mouse that you know out in the field. That little mouse goes out in the marshes where they call, the Indian call Indian beans. This little mouse, the bunch of them go and gather up that beans and they store it into a little dugout. And on top of that, they covered it with a bunch of dirt. And you can always tell if you go out in the marshes so that they have the mouse been working there and storing away beans. And the Indians goes out and look for it. All they have to do is to dig under that little pile of dirt. You see tracks coming from all directions into that one set place. The Indians dug the dirt away and he'll find maybe 2-3 quarts of beans stored away, the mouse stored away. Well, the Indians don't take all the beans, they take 2-3 quarts of it and leave 1 quart or two there for the mouse to live on through the winter, because the Indian depends on mouse to store away the beans for them in the fall. They don't want to destroy, they don't want them to starve to death, so they save even the mouse in order that the mouse will store away beans for them in the fall. So instead of taking all away for the food away from them, they store it for them. And that's the way that's one way, or that's one thing that the Indians live on. And they depend on nature to survive all through the winter. They never starve to death, as the history tells sometimes, because now I have to, today, we can't even see a prairie chicken because they're all destroyed and gone away. Never see the prairie chicken anymore. Thank you for listening.
Hekta da kota ni toke oido ja piki hema ni etu te hike ka va ota ka osnika sta va ke o tipika visaki hena vihniki.
Te pteja ke no heka hanske ke no he shicho da ka se it ake ai pteja da ja tipina ka tupti tohan no. I wish the sentence is too long. I know, but the sentence is so long that if it was short, you know, I could memorize it faster.
Well, you can just.
Years back, way back, when the Indian first came, the winters were very hard. But they lived in tents, and the men hunted. And women, folks, tend to the wood. The land was theirs and the food was plenty. Fresh meat for their food. Bear, deer, and ducks. And many other foods. The women folks made wild rice. And Indian potatoes. And wild beans. And maple sugar. And all the wild fruits. They dry them and preserve them. When they move, they have a horse with two sticks on each side dragging for their luggage. The woman leads the horse and the man follows with the gun. They put all their luggages on. And the white people later brought lots of good things.
Chemani, kapeta ata, katatanga, shuktanga, kawakbaki, tsangarota, ashtekabati.
They brought trains, steamboats, horses, oxen, and bridges.
Kadan iota, iachanki yoktenina ota.
And there are a lot of automobiles today.
Hey, how about checkers? Do chop?
the new religion, and they also knew how to farm. They work and make their living. The government has never helped them. We have an Indian church here. And we hold service every Sunday.
Could it be done in English?
No.
Oh, well.
I have no education.
Who was on it?
I could see them.
Hey, God.
see, that's going to be rabbit then. Sweetheart, mother, take a license, eh, a jukey, ha. Eh, oh, pa, just a company, yeah, yeah. Yah, eh,
Yeah. I, Joseph Guttner, chairman of the community council at Bishop Whipple Mission, Morton, Minnesota. The population is about 300 at present. The life of Indian on this reservation consists mainly of farming and many occupations such as mason work, which many are busy at this time. There are other trades, tailoring, mechanics, common laborers, and different kinds of sports such as baseball, football, and many other games. At this time, I'll turn the microphone over to Mr. Bluestone.
You have all heard that the government has never done anything to the Indians, but I will say this much for it. Back in 1934 to 36, they had a setup, what they call the Reorganization Act, and
even in the winter time, the parrot chickens roost on a low branch like a plum tree, where the Indian go there in the night and sneak up and pick them off from the plum trees and brings them home.
Back in 1938 or 9, I don't remember real well, but the Senator Carl Mount had come to visit us, and we took him all over the farms, all through different places and different dwelling houses, and he said to us that this is one of the best communities that he has ever seen amongst the Indians. He said, we live like white people, who we even have residence with flowers and cows and chickens, and the yards all cleaned up in good shape. He said, you live just like town people. How did you ever do it? He said. We told him just how we done it. We've had little community fairs here and put up prizes for the best lawn, best vegetables, best horses, best cows, swine, chickens, and all of that stuff. And we gave out prizes. And thereon, everybody kept their stuff up. And he said to us, Mr. Bluestone, when you get through with this reservation, he says, come over in my territory in South Dakota and learn those people up in Sistine, South Dakota, how you done it, and fix them up. And when you get through with them, he says, go up north amongst the Chippewa Reservation and do the same for them. He said, this, if there's any Indians to be turned loose, you should be the first ones. Thank you for listening.